Have you ever gone running in your family's traditional clothing, like an Indian sari or a Scottish kilt? Over the weekend, many Ukrainians ran in their traditional attire in Washington, D.C. NPR's Lily Quiroz brings us this postcard from the annual Vashivanka run.
Slava Ukraini!
On Saturday, Ukrainians and allies came together to run along the Potomac River in their traditional dress shirts, the Vashivanka. It's a shirt with colorful embroidery, especially on the front, collar, and sleeves. They're often made of cotton or linen, and not typical running attire. Roman Kachar was the first to complete the 5K race in his all-white Vashivanka, delicately embroidered with geometric shapes.
It's a form of Ukrainian identity, so each part of Ukraine has its own Vashivankas.
His was quite drenched in sweat. But it's okay. Kachar, whose family is from Western Ukraine, came to run this race to send a message on Ukraine's Independence Day.
We are here all dressed up in our Vashivankas to show people that war continues. Ukraine is suffering.
This run is raising funds for United Help Ukraine. The proceeds will go to the Ukrainian people in the form of humanitarian aid, medical care, and mental health services. All still important as Russia's full-scale invasion drags well into its third year. Runner Angela Prigozhin is wearing her blue and yellow embroidered Vashivanka.
For me, it's just a demonstration of my love to Ukrainian culture. In fact, I am wearing Vashivanka every other day.
Prigozhin has lived in the U.S. 9 years. She says she's noticed the Ukrainian diaspora grow larger since 2022.
I'm personally rejoicing that Ukrainian people became definitely much more visible and much more active.
Katerina Lebedinska is currently living in New York. She says you don't have to wear a Vashivanka to show support for Ukraine.
When you see a person with blue and yellow colors in their clothes, you understand that you're friends.
Lebedinska says she may return to Ukraine when the war is over. But for now, she's proud to see her Ukrainian culture on display.
Ukraina!
Понад усе!
Дякую всім! And happy Independence Day, Ukraine!
Lily Quiroz, NPR News.